With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over the use of the abortion drug mifepristone. Pro-life groups want use of the drug restricted. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Aaron Hawley.
FDA approved abortion by mail based on data it admitted was, quote, not adequate. That violates the APA. The lower court's decision merely restored long-standing and crucial protections under which millions of women used abortion drugs.
A decision is expected this summer. A container ship slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning, sending the structure tumbling into the Patapsco River near Baltimore. Rescuers pulled two people out of the water, but six others were missing and presumed dead. Correspondent Nathan Elgren reports on a Mayday warning from the ship.
Maryland Governor Westmore confirmed that power went out on the ship, which was traveling at 8 knots, or roughly 9 miles an hour, when it crashed into a pillar of the bridge. Governor Moore also said the ship's Mayday call enabled officials to limit traffic on the bridge before it collapsed.
The stunning collapse of the bridge is diverting shipping and trucking around one of the busiest ports on America's East Coast. A New York judge has issued a gag order barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. Judge Juan Merchan on Tuesday cited Trump's previous comments about him and others involved in the case, as well as a looming April 15th trial date, in granting the prosecution's request for a gag order. Prosecutors had asked for the gag order, citing what they called Trump's long history of making public and inflammatory remarks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 31 points, the Nasdaq dropped 68, the S&P 500 lower by 14. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man is indicted for killing an unborn child.
38-year-old William Kelly is accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend and her baby under the state's new fetal homicide law. The measure essentially counts any unborn child past 20 weeks of pregnancy as an individual. And this case represents the first time it has been used by a grand jury in an indictment. Under the new statute, Kelly could face life in prison on each of two second-degree murder charges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho lawmakers passed a bill that bans the use of any public funds for sex change operations or other so-called transgender care. The measure would affect state employees using health insurance through their work and adults covered by Medicaid. The American Civil Liberties Union and transgender activist groups are threatening a lawsuit. A growing number of states have passed or are considering similar legislation as voters speak out against the use of tax dollars to fund the transgender lifestyle. This is SRN News. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas have tested positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott report.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a group of firms and one individual across six countries involved in commodity shipments and business transactions that benefits Iran's military and the Houthi militant group in Yemen and Hezbollah militia in Lebanon. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.